Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Why Warnings Won't Work. When someone gives someone a sincere and genuine warning, it is usually because they want to give those warned an opportunity to avoid something unpleasant, unwanted, or unwelcome. Since the first man, Adam, God has warned man of the consequences of evil. Yet, despite God's repeated and sincere warnings, his warnings have not worked for a great portion of those who have received it. That is the case with God's dealing with Israel. They have been in covenant relationship with God since the days of Abraham. Yet, many have not kept his covenant by not keeping his commandments. God's covenants are in an if-then form, meaning if we, mankind, will do what he commands, then he, God, will do what he said. God's covenants come with consequences for failing to fulfill them. The nation of Israel had already been divided into the northern and southern kingdoms. The northern kingdom fell first and never recovered. The southern kingdom, which came to be known as Judah or Judea, with the capital city of Jerusalem, was later destroyed by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. Before it was destroyed, God sent them strong warnings to return and obey the covenant, or else all of the plagues in the covenant would come upon them. But because of their evil hearts, they would not heed God's warning. In cases such as these, where evil in the heart is the cause of disobedience, the reason why warnings won't work is because we don't fear the consequences of the warning. We don't believe there will be any consequences. We judge the evil worth the consequences, or we choose not to listen to or ignore the warning. These reasons, and perhaps others, have led people to fail to heed the warnings of God and suffer the consequences of that failure. God has not stopped warning man of the consequences of his evil ways. Yet, for reasons similar to those above, man continues to resist God's call for obedience. And though warnings have not worked for all of them, warnings do work on God's children and offspring. Warnings work for all those who seek and are in good covenant relationship with God. If Judah would have known the extent of the devastation and destruction their disobedience would inflict upon them, they probably would have had second thoughts about what they were doing and repented of their evil ways. But they, like us, have a way of underestimating the consequences of evil and rebellion against our Creator. Their fate should be an example to us of what not to do in order to avoid God's judgment. The world, and the United States particularly, is pushing its way to a place where God's judgment will be unavoidable. When it comes, everyone will be caught up in it. It may seem like the end of the world, or it may indeed be the end. But if we don't repent and turn from our evil ways, something is bound to come. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. And don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.